But are there times when, you know, a patient is referred to you and you are aware that that a patient is only there for cosmetic reasons? There isn't necessarily a clinical urgency behind their case.
Yes, and on those grounds, we can't do the surgery on the NHS as it stands. Surgery for a purely cosmetic reason is not something that we would do currently on the NHS.
So there is no cosmetic surgery now on the NHS?
The problem is it's what you consider to be cosmetic surgery. So there are procedures that will be considered to be cosmetic surgery, which we do on the NHS. For instance, a breast reduction in someone with very, very large breasts who's having significant functional problems. That's
okay.
The important thing. We can't do it purely for cosmetic reasons.
Right.
There has to be a functional reason.
So what about, for example, a tummy tuck? Somebody may have been overweight and they've taken the advice of the NHS to lose weight. They've done everything by the book, which saves the NHS. They are left with excess skin and that needs addressing. Would you deal with that kind of issue?
Well, it's a real problem because, as you say, it's a great priority for the NHS to get people to lose weight, to get healthier, to reduce the burden on the NHS, and they work hard to help people to lose weight. But then the problem comes is when they've lost the weight and they've got all these problems with the extra skin. It often won't be done on the NHS, so it is actually quite uncommon to do a tummy tuck on the NHS. It does happen, but you have to have a significant abdominal apron with infections and rashes in the fold and significant problems.
So when the health secretary talks at addressing this issue, are you saying that most of it has already been addressed?
Yeah. I mean, all I can talk about is the NHS trust that I worked in.
Of course.
And certainly where I worked, this was already the case that we were not allowed to do procedures for cosmetic on the NHS.
When it comes to the day-to-day running of any department, really, I mean, you can only speak for your own. I mean, where do you see the bigger issues with you? Clearly, it costs a lot of money. Clearly, from the 40s, when this whole idea was designed, things have changed, pressures, ageing population, etc. Where do clinicians broadly stand on the issue of saving money on what is clearly a huge black hole coming our way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we understand that it is expensive. Healthcare is expensive, and it's getting more expensive, and it needs to be paid for, and I think in the circumstances where all this money needs to be saved, I think the NHS has to focus on cancer, on children, on trauma, and those are the things that it really needs to focus on. And I think we accept that it cannot do these procedures. I mean, these procedures have got a great... I think that it's another great misconception, and these stories and these cases you hear in the press of people with enormous breast implants and this sort of thing, giving this sort of surgery a bad name. I mean, this surgery does significantly improve the quality of life of many people, and it is not unnecessary surgery, which people think it is. But having said that, I think in an organisation which needs to save money, I think it's reasonable to save money by limiting these sorts of procedures.
OK, well, listen, Jonathan, thank you for joining us this morning. Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon. And there it is.